Six people are still missing off the Italian coast of Porticello in Sicily after a luxury yacht was struck by a violent storm compared to a mini tornado in the early hours of yesterday morning. One person is confirmed dead, 15 others were rescued. The owner of the yacht, technology tycoon Mike Lynch, and his 18-year-old daughter Hannah are among the missing. His wife survived. We can get the latest now from Josephine McKenna, a journalist based in Italy. Josephine, thanks for joining us this morning. Did they search through the night, or is the search resuming this morning?
Good morning, Audrey. The search was interrupted overnight. The firefighters said they had some difficulty getting access inside the yacht. The passageways are blocked by furnishings and they were not able to really get access. So I had a message from the firefighters just recently. The PR just said about a half an hour ago they were getting ready to go down again. But it's quite a complicated process. They've actually compared it to the search in the Costa Concordia, the cruise ship that went down off the coast of Tuscany in 2012, just the difficulties they're finding getting access into those cabins.
So they believe that those missing, the bodies are on board. How far down in the waters is the yacht, Josephine?
The yacht is at a depth of around 50 metres, and the firefighters say that the boat is intact. The main problem is that, of course, as it dropped, everything has shifted inside the vessel. So that's what makes it so difficult to get inside there.
And we've learned about more of the identities of those who are missing. One is Mike Lynch's lawyer from his recent fraud trial in which he was acquitted. Another, the chair of Morgan Stanley International Bank.
That's right. And we understand Mike Lynch's 18-year-old daughter, Hannah, may also be trapped in that vessel as well. So we're seeing four British and two American among the missing. And the search and rescue teams are continuing to use helicopters and motorboats to search the water. But there is a growing understanding or belief that the bodies are trapped inside that boat. Mm.
Any more detail on the reports that emerged yesterday that an Irish person was among those rescued?
All I've seen is what has been in the Italian media. Sasha Murray, I understand, was a 29-year-old Irish woman who apparently was released from hospital with a minor wound to her right foot. And that's about all I've been told. The authorities are being very reserved about what they're saying, and we've had very little information actually about what's going on in terms of the search and rescue and the victims inside that boat.
So we mentioned Mike Lynch, the technology millionaire. He owned the yacht. It was registered in his wife's name, and in a bizarre coincidence, his co-defendant in that fraud case was killed on Saturday.
Yes, it's an amazing coincidence. All I can say is the fishermen that I've spoken to in Porticello and the search and rescue teams, people on the ground, people who run the cafes in the port, have said that there was this storm, there was this mini tornado, if you like, that broke the ship's mast and sent that yacht into the water. And that although there is an official investigation and there are teams that are coming from the UK to take part in that investigation, it does seem there was an extreme weather event that caused the vessel's tragic sinking.
And is it known what happened? The co-defendant, he was killed on the roads in England, wasn't he, at the weekend?
Yes, I'm sorry. I've really been following the Italian side of the disaster, so I'm not really familiar with the case, or only what I've read in the papers about Stephen Chamberlain.
Stephen Chamberlain is his name, yes, was his name. He was killed by a car. A car hit him on the roads in Cambridgeshire in England at the weekend. That's all that is known at this point about it. Josephine, thank you very much for bringing us up to date on the latest there in the search, the recovery operation, really, for those six people still missing off that yacht off the coast of Italy. Josephine McKenna joining us.